Blog Talk Radio.
Almost at the end, I'm still trying to win, so I'ma put away my sin. You can have it all, I surrender, you can win. Facing out the righteousness, not looking back again. Man set apart, ain't even answer where I've been. Seeking salvation, seeking salvation, seeking salvation. Salvation, that's the only thing that matters. We gon' climb the ladder. Holy Spirit, don't you ever leave me. If you do, then I'm fine. See that light, that's a reminder. Motivation, just keep climbing. I'll be right here at the end. We watching this perfect time. Set yourself apart. Don't you be the doc. Don't you be the wife. Be like Lot. Care about your life. Seek the truth and don't you ever stop. The things that the Father promised us, nobody ever taught. How you can't tell the times we living, then you need a better watch. Seeking salvation. Messiah coming back, we been patient. Seeking salvation. Messiah coming back, we been patient. We almost at the end. I'm just trying to win, so I'ma put away my sin. You can have it all, I surrender, you can win. Facing out the righteousness, not looking back again. Man set apart, ain't even answer where I've been. Seeking salvation. Seeking salvation.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel, and we're back at it again, y'all. As you know, Sunday, Mondays, and Thursdays at 5 p.m. is our set showtime. I'm a truck of my trade, and I kind of sound like a broken record, but I say this, you know, quite often. Being a truck driver is, you know, it can be demanding at times and very busy. And here lately, I have not able to run my show at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to give. Do I need to change my times and days? I don't know. You keep your ears open for the future. I might have to change my days, y'all. I'm an OTR driver. I'm over the road. Okay, but I think here very soon that'll be changing. So our showtime is subject to change in the near future. Just kind of giving you a little heads up, y'all. And so I still plan on doing the show because I enjoy it. Just by, you know, reading books, talking about different doctrines and understanding scripture. I've gained the popularity to about 700 listeners. So, I mean, you know, in the radio world, that's not very many, but, you know, just for myself, it's Micah Israel. That's awesome for me, you know, just knowing that 700 times my these episodes are being rotated and listened to. That's, you know, that's a big deal to me, you know, big deal to me. And they're all over the world, including, let me take a look at it. I can always pull it up right here. Let's see here. They, 1 second. Dashboard. Look at my dashboard. All right, here we go. 706, okay. And it's spread it across United States, South Korea, got Japan, okay, Germany, Brazil, and, you know, it got the UK. All right, well, that's awesome, awesome, awesome. Those that are listening very far off, I will love for you to tune in. 5 p.m. Central, but I know on your side of the world, that's subject to be, I don't know, like midnight or something. I don't know how many hours ahead you guys are or behind. Or I don't know. I don't know how that works. But I'm assuming that you're ahead of time. So at our 5 in the afternoon Central Time, I'm thinking it's going to be in the wee hours for you guys. And for this show starting at 10 p.m. tonight, I'm just knowing that it's definitely in, you know, the sun is probably rising up where you guys are or something, you know. So I know it can be difficult, but just keep doing what you're doing and you know, listen to however you can. But I see you. I just want to let you know that I see you. Yeah, I see you on this little map, but I would love to hear from you whenever you get the time. All right, all right. So I am working it out. I'm working it out to where I'll be definitely, I don't know about going by direct connect, and that way it won't be like charging you some type of airtime to call in. I don't know how that works. But I'm going to figure it out, and okay, I'm going to figure it out, and so I can have some international callers to the line. You know, I'm not sure if this call-in number, if it's a 1-800 number, they have to charge you. I don't know how that works yet. But I'm gonna figure it out. But I'm thinking it ought to be free. I'm thinking calling in the call-in number should be a toll-free number. But I mean, I don't know. I'm definitely gonna do my research on that. But it ought to be free. You know, so. All right. Today's show, we will be jumping right back into the Book of Adam and Eve and wrapping up Book 1. You know, if we finish it too fast, then I'd probably start on Book 2 or something, you know. And just to see, you know, just to, you know, see what it contains. I'm thinking with 2 books of Adam and Eve, it's definitely going to probably go all the way, you know, down to Noah or something. I'm thinking what's going to happen, you know, and leading to the flood, you know, and the details of that, you know, of course. That's what I'm thinking. Because so far, Book 1 is just Adam and Eve, you know. So I'm thinking Book 2 should tell about Cain and Abel and things that happen next. But I'm hooked on it. I can tell you that it has really, really been a pleasure read, a real good read. And, yeah, I'm anxious to get back to it. Okay, so with that said, let me go and open up my call-in line. I see Sister Thale. Shalom, shalom, Sister Thale. You are live on the air. Eric,
shalom, shalom, brother. All right. All right. Glad to be here.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. Good deal. All right. So, yeah, we're about to hop back into the Book of Adam and Eve, Sister.
Okay.
Okay, and what do you think about the book so far? Listen.
Well, I have actually have enjoyed the book, and like we always say, we should be able to go and do our research. So this is the first book of Adam and Eve, and it's by Rutherford Platt, P-L-A-T-T. And just so that if anyone wanted to try to go online and follow us with this book, just go to www.gutenberg.org. And you should be able to pull up the first book of Adam and Eve. And you can follow us as we go through the book. Okay, and Brother Michael, what chapter were we on?
54, I believe.
Okay. And let's see, that was, and you're right, it's Roman numeral chapters. And so you said which letters are 50?
L-I-V.
L-I-V, okay. All right, brother, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, gotcha. As far as this Bible app that I got, I don't know if it's by the same or published by the same person that you looking up, but it shouldn't be that much of a difference, I don't think. If that,
okay,
you know,
I'm showing,
affects it or anything.
Mm-hmm, I'm showing... Chapter LIV is Adam and Eve Go Exploring.
Yeah, that's
the title of that
okay,
chapter.
Okay. Gotcha. Same here with mine. Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Great.
All right. How do I sound, Sister?
Well, you
the
sound very
quality.
Well. I can hear you clear. Yeah, I can hear you very clearly.
Okay. Okay.
I hope everyone
well,
else
right,
can
right.
too.
Mm-hmm. Sister, one more thing before I start reading. I just want to say that I really, really enjoy reading books with you. it's really fun, really.
Yeah, it really is. And I did, like I said, I did a little research on it, and I found that this is a posit of several books, manuscripts that has been written before, and this gentleman had the project was to combine this. You got information that's coming out of the Torah, out of the our canon as well. But this is letters that was written and found, discovered, and so therefore that's where this information is coming from. But the original author of the manuscripts are unknown. So this is the reason why we do research, so we'll know, you know, where this information is coming from. So this is not just pure facts. Some of this is allusions or illustrations or, you know, but it falls in alignment with our canon, and so that's what we are excited about. And, you know, just looking at it in depth, or can you imagine what Adam and Eve went through? The idea of it all, you know, helps us to learn. And one of the most important things is to learn not to make the same mistakes as our ancestors did. That's the whole idea. It's waking up. Right, Brother Micah?
No, that's exactly right, Sister. Okay, I was just, you just kind of, you know, turned on a light bulb in my mind, and I'm Googling it right now. Was it part of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
I'm not quite sure.
I'm trying to...
I can go back and...
Okay, well, let me see. I'm looking at it right now, I think. The Conflict of Adam and Eve with Satan, also known as the Book of Adam and Eve, is a 6th century Christian extra-canonical work found in G-E-E-Z.
Yeah.
You know, G-E, then there's a comma there, then it's E-Z. I don't know where that's at. Translated from an Arabic original. It does not form part of the canon of any church. Okay, but where was it located? In Arabia or what?
Well, let me
find out where this G-E is. Okay, go ahead, Cecile.
I'm showing in the prologue, it's showing that this book is simply a version of an account handed down by word of mouth from generation to generation, linking the time that the first human life was created to the time when somebody finally decided to write it down. This particular version is the work of unknown Egyptians. The lack of historical allusions make it difficult to precisely date the writing. However, using other pseudographical works as a reference, it's what's probably written a few hundred years before the birth of Christ. Parts of this version are found in the Jewish Talmud and the Islamic Quran, showing what a vital role it played in the original literature of human wisdom. The Egyptian author, who wrote in Arabic, but later translations was found written in Ethiopic, and the present English translation was translated in the late 1800s by Dr. S.C. Malan and Dr. E. Trump, something similar to Trump. It's T-R-U-M-P-P. They translated it into King James English, both the Arabic version and the Ethiopic version. So I believe that this is a combination of works that this gentleman put together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to do your research, right? Yeah.
Right.
When it was changed to the English version, they simplified it by where, you know, it says thou, and the English version, it says you. And when it says art, you know, art thou, well, they got R and so forth. So they try to make it simple, but they really, just kind of chopped it up. And that's why, you know, you get slight versions, different versions in the wording. So, but this is what it's all about, brother. And this is free to copy.
Okay, gotcha. So it was found in Ethiopia.
Some of the writings is coming out of Ethiopia, and So it was Egyptian. I think that's where a lot of it's coming out of too. So it says it's in the Quran, and it's in the what's the other one that I was telling you about?
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. But both basically, it's from generation. The story kind of
trickled down. Stories that was told.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's all right. That's a good little backstory to what we're reading here and the origins, the best we can do. Okay, well, if you're ready, Sistel, I'd like to go ahead and get started.
Okay. Chapter L-I-V.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Okay, here we go. The name of it is Adam and Eve Go Exploring. All right. Then Adam and Eve stood up in the cave and prayed the whole of that night until the morning dawned. And when the sun was risen, they both went out of the cave, their heads wandering from heaviness to sorrow, and they not knowing whither they went. And they walked thus unto the southern border of the garden, and they began to go up that border until they came to the eastern border, beyond which there was no farther space. And the cherub who guarded the garden was standing at the western gate and guarding it against Adam, lest they should suddenly come into the garden. And the cherub turned around as if to put them to death, according to the commandment God had given him. When Adam and Eve came to the eastern border of the garden, thinking in their hearts that the cherub was not watching, as they were standing by the gate as if wishing to go in, suddenly came the cherub with flashing sword of fire in his hand. And when he saw them, he went forth to kill them, for he was afraid lest God should destroy him if they went into the garden without his order. And the sword of the cherub seemed to flame afar off, but when he raised it over Adam and Eve, the flame thereof did not flash forth. Therefore did the cherub think that God was favorable to them and was bringing them back into the garden. And the cherub stood wondering. He could not go up to heaven to assert God's order in regarding their getting into the garden. He therefore abode standing by them, unable as he was part from them, for he was afraid lest they should enter the garden without leave from God, who then would destroy them, would destroy him. When Adam and Eve saw the cherub coming toward them with the flashing sword of fire in his hand, they fell on their faces from fear and were as dead. At that time, the heavens and earth shook, and other cherubim came down from heaven to the cherub who guarded the garden and saw him amazed and silent. Then again, other angels came down nigh unto the place where Adam and Eve were. They were divided between joy and sorrow. They were glad because they thought that God was favorable to Adam and wished him to return to the garden and wished to restore him to the gladness he once enjoyed. But they sorrowed over Adam because he was fallen like a dead man, he and Eve. And they said in their thoughts, Adam has not died in this place, but God has put him to death, for as having come to this place and wishing to get into the garden without his leave. Okay, so they trying to get back in the garden, look like. Or they left the cave and just, I guess they wasn't thinking and just, they just exploring, you know. And they wandered right into the, just wandering around, I imagine. I'm taking. Okay, this next chapter is The Conflict of Satan.
Okay.
All right. Then came the word of God to Adam and Eve, and raised from their dead state, saying unto them, why came ye up hither? This is doctor, or do you? Okay. Do you intend to go into the garden from which I brought you out? It cannot be today, but only when the covenant I have made with you is fulfilled. Then Adam, when he heard the word of God and the fluttering of the angels, who he did not see, but only heard the sound of them with his ears, he and Eve wept and said to the angels, O spirits who wait upon God, look upon me and upon my being unable to see you. For when I was in my former bright nature, then I could see you. I sang praises as you do, and my heart was far above you. But now that I have transgressed, that bright nature is gone from me, and I am come to this miserable state. And now am I come to this, that I cannot see you, and you do not serve me as you were wont, for I am become animal flesh. Yet now, O angels of God, ask God with me to restore me to that wherein I was formerly, to rescue me from this misery, and to remove from me the sentence of death he passed upon me for having trespassed against him. Then when the angels heard these words, they all grieved over him and cursed Satan who had beguiled Adam until he came from the garden to misery, from life to death, from peace to trouble, and from gladness to a strange land. Then the angel said unto Adam, thou didst hearken to Satan, and didst forsake the word of God who created thee, and thou didst believe that Satan would fulfill all he had promised thee. But now, O Adam, we will make known to thee what came upon us through him before his fall from heaven. He gathered together his host and deceived them, promising them to give them a great kingdom, a divine nature, and other promises he made them. His host believed that his word was true, so they yielded to him and announced the glory of God and renounced the glory of God. He then sent for us according to the orders in which we were to come under his command and to hearken to his vain promise. But we would not, and we took not his advice. Then after he had fought with God and had dealt forwardly with him, he gathered together his hosts and made war with us. And if it had not been for God's strength that was with us, we could not have prevailed against him to hurl him from heaven. But when he fell from among us, there was great joy in heaven, because he was going down from us. For he had continued in heaven. Nothing, not even one angel, would have remained in it. Okay, let me read that again. 13. But when he fell from among us, there was great joy in heaven, because of his going down from us. For had he continued in heaven, nothing, not even one angel, would have remained in it. But God, in his mercy, drove him from among us to this dark earth, for he had become darkness itself and a worker of unrighteousness. He has become darkness itself. Okay, so he is the very darkness. What he told Adam, if I would have made you dark, you know, created you, you talking about that skin of Adam. He said, if he would have put his full weight of how mad he was, the punishment down, he would have made him into darkness itself, and he would have been like dead. You know what I'm saying? Well, been just like Satan's position, you know what I'm saying? But God had mercy on Adam and just gave him dark skin, you know. So, okay, gotcha. All right. That flesh.
I don't think it was a curse, though. But I think he changed his skin tone because of the weather and what Adam was coming into, all types of, you know, we have covered that earlier.
Well, yeah, but he was mentioning the darkness of, he was associating darkness that fell on him from transgressing God's commandments. Because he was being of light.
Yeah, he was in the light. But when he got thrown out of the garden, he went into darkness.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then God wrapped his skin up, you know, gave him flesh, you know.
Yeah,
and
it's
dark. Is what I'm saying.
It was dark.
It's dark.
Yes, and it was dark.
So it's not like it's a curse. It's a transgression from his. It's the opposite of his lifelike nature that he once had. Not light yeah. as in white. Light as in a light bulb. He was like he was glowing.
Yeah, and okay. I think that's what people get confused at. They think that, you know, white is right and black is bad.
Gotcha.
So I think they look at that, and this is what they think and believe, and so which is not true. So talking
right.
about light, he's talking about with the angels. Remember, Adam told the angels that they were beneath him. You know, he
right,
was that
right,
type
right.
of bright light. He wasn't white. The
right,
white
no,
became
not
a curse.
White. Right, white is a curse. Right, a punishment.
Yeah.
Right, that we'll
yeah.
later see in the scriptures.
Right,
but
absolutely.
What we're seeing is the dark skin. The first man and woman
yeah.
had dark
yeah.
skin. That's what we're seeing right now. And we're seeing why the skin, right, and we're
is
seeing
that?
Why, yeah, yes, and we're seeing why it was dark, because that's opposite of the light that they once had. You
in
know,
heaven.
It symbolizes
yeah,
the fall. Right.
Right.
Right, 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 right. So, yeah, I just want to. All right.
So mankind
right.
came out darkness, came out
right.
of Africa.
Well, they didn't. It's not saying a geographical place here, but the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, it's
I don't
located
know.
In Africa.
I have. Okay. How
okay,
you help
that's just there? Some research that I was doing earlier. That's all.
I know science say the first man was in Africa. That's what science, that's what they say.
Yes, and you know, basically it was a part of Africa before the continent was sort of broken up.
Right, because I imagine at this time it was just one giant landmass, and
yes,
and that was it, you know.
Because yeah,
when you look at if you look at the shape of all the continents, they
yeah.
definitely look like they connect with each other at one point of time. You know,
right? Absolutely.
So.
Yep, that's right. There
yeah.
was a separation. The Gulf got bigger, and that's basically all. But originally, that's even scientists have mentioned that. The first human came out of that continent of Africa. So all human races emerged from that. And you know at Tower of Babel, where the Most High dispersed the people, and they went so many different ways with different languages, you know, in different parts of the world. So they all separated at that point, but they all had was the same at one time. And I think
right.
from that time, that's how the weather and, you know, that type of thing changes. They, you know, change from one skin tone to another.
Mm.
But if they would have the DNA, they'll find out.
Gotcha. I don't know. I don't know, Sistel. I don't know if it's weather or location of continent that caused the color difference. I don't know. I don't know. I know science tries to provide us answers in that, but there's a lot of things I don't, you know, take from science. You know, I rather, you know, walk on faith with the scripture, you know.
Yeah.
So... It may do. I don't know. All I do know that once you make Adam and Eve dark, then it makes you wonder what the curse of Cain is. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people tend to believe that it was a changing of color at that time. You know. So, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. So if you know if it was vice versa. you know, the curse of Cain's skin tone was dark, then it wouldn't, you know. You see what I'm saying? It just
I believe it was leprosy. Wasn't it called leprosy?
Yeah, we see leprosy playing a big part and during Moses' time. But I was talking about there is a mark that's on Cain. And apparently anybody that walks up on Cain, they're going to they would know him by his mark. So it's something very obvious, you know, very obvious about him. And so, you know. So a lot of people associate that with his, maybe his skin tone change. It's old, skin. Well, we say that leprosy.
Yeah, I believe that might be.
You know, so, but I don't know. You know, I'm just speculating, everybody. So I don't know.
And also I am too. But didn't we read once before Moses' sister? Was it his sister or someone that turned white?
Yes, there's leprosy in the scriptures during Moses' time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she was turned white for what she done or didn't do.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let's go further.
Okay.
I'm excited, aren't you? This is what's so good about reading and talking about what we're reading.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go ahead and start at 13 again and read it all over again. This is Satan, and apparently Satan was so influential in heaven that none of the angels would have remained there if God would have intervened in it.
Yes, he was one of the main...
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. He was beautiful, and he was... maybe the right hand next to the Most High, more or less. He was one of the top angels.
He wanted to
replace God, and all of the angels, they trusted him and believed in him. You know?
Yes. Yes. Yes, they did. And his strength. Apparently he had, he was very, you know, strong, very powerful, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, his strength, his beauty, his influential, his everything about him, leadership qualities about him was there. And he was a force to be reckoned with that even the angels
absolutely.
Needed God's intervention. To overcome him.
Yeah.
And so when that happened and all the bad apples that lined up with Satan, when they fell, this is saying that heaven was happy and it was rejoicing that they got rid of that troublemaker, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, here we go. But when he fell from among us, there was great joy in heaven because of his going down from us. For had he continued in heaven, nothing, not even one angel would have remained in it. But God in his mercy drove him from among us in the dark earth, for he had become darkness itself and a worker of unrighteousness. And he has continued, O Adam, to make war against thee until he beguiled thee and made thee come out of the garden to this strange land where all these trials have come to thee. And death, which God brought upon him, he has also brought to thee. O Adam, because thou didst obey him and didst transgress against God. Then the angels... that's a typo. Got A-L-L. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, I'm sure then 16. Then all the angels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then all the angels rejoiced and praised God and asked him not to destroy Adam this time, for his having thought to enter the garden, but to bear with him until the fulfillment of the promise, and to help him in this world until he was free from Satan's hand.
Hmm.
All right, all right. 56,
so
a chapter of divine comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently they knew that he's nothing like Satan himself. Yeah, he did what he did, but he's not like Satan. He did do bad.
And the angels, I mean, Satan even fooled the angels in heaven. So, you know, we just can't give Satan the opportunity because he was going to take advantage of us. All right.
Right. So going against God is a sin that's sentenced to death, period.
Oh, yeah,
if you
definitely
disobey him, if you disobey his word, it is a sentence to death that that is promised to you. There ain't no getting out of it, period.
Well,
all right.
Well, and there is now. There is now.
I know.
Salvation has come.
I know.
Okay. But at this time, you're right.
I'm just... Right. I didn't want to take it too far. I just want to stick right here, Sistel. And yeah, because when his word goes out, bam, it's like if you disobey it, you're done. You're going to die, period. And see, so he made Satan into the darkness, epitome of darkness. Darkness has corroded his spirit, soul, mind, whatever. He is nothing bent on doing evil, wickedness, basically, you know. And he's here on earth with us, right?
Yeah.
And so when Adam did that, so Adam is now sentenced to death, you know, him and his seed, you know.
Yeah.
So, wow. But God redeemed that, got a plan in redemption for Adam and his seed.
Yeah, right.
He's going to come, send his word down, and bring them out of that darkness, right?
Yeah.
So, so that's the, you know, redeeming Adam from his. But Satan gets no redemption.
No, Satan does not.
He does not get redemption. From what I understand, because it always puzzled me, like, why don't he, you know, change his ways, you know what I'm saying, and become a good angel now that he got your spanking. But I guess he never really got a spanking. He's just become darkness that just on the earth. And I guess the darkness consumed him.
Well,
him and his father.
Well, yeah. Well, you know. I think when the Most High did what he did, like he told Adam, he can't go back on his word. I mean, he gave an order and he disobeyed, and he's, you know, he got kicked out of the garden, and Satan did the same thing, and God kicked him out of heaven. So, you know, this is punishment for him.
Now, I want to pause right now and just say that in our canon, we got Satan in heaven called the bright and morning star. You know, he was a leadership of all the angels, and he was the bright and morning star. And I believe in the book of Job, I want to say, he and some other angels – or is it Genesis? I forget, y'all. Him and some more other angels looked upon the women on earth, and they all made a pact, you know, to go against God's will, and they went and they laying up with the women on earth and having children by them.
I had a different learning. Satan wanted to overthrow the Most High. He wanted to take his place. He wanted to be God. And, you know, because all of the angels, he could have taken all of them, and he wanted to be the head and not have the Most High over him. That's, you know, but when he got thrown to earth, you know, and his angels, they all came to earth, that's when they started it with the women on earth. So I don't think they was looking down at the women that from heaven, but I know they had a ruckus up there.
Okay, so you're saying that they were already in darkness. Dark
they was in
angels
darkness
already. Okay, hold on.
Yes,
let me get mine out first. Let me get mine out first, Estelle, then you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so basically what you were saying is that they was already in darkness, and they looked upon the people, children of Adam, right? And then they decided to. But see, that's what I was what I was alluding to, that there maybe there was some other people here on this planet other than Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? Because there's
the
a lot of brothers
Genesis
and sisters
that.
That's kind of figure.
Genesis didn't say that, but the book of Genesis did not say that. It said that Adam was the first creation. And, you know, Satan was already here on earth when Adam and Eve, when he made Adam and Eve.
Well, there's the reason to believe that there may have been some more other people around. All right.
I don't see what else reason to believe it because it wasn't in our canon.
Well, the wording,
I don't see why.
The wording of the creation.
But I
the
believe
wording,
that Adam is
okay.
The first man. I mean, is there any someone else? Somebody said
yeah, that's
Steve
what
one
I'm...
time.
All right,
but,
no, Steve.
you get into something else, but. I think we should just stick with Adam and Eve right there because that's the book it's called.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. If you'll let me, I want to say something regarding other people. There's reasons
Why,
to believe,
brother?
Like during. Okay.
There's
what
not
is
reason
it?
To
what
believe,
is?
Brother. There's not. There's not
well,
reason
I need you
to
be
believe that.
Open-minded. I need you to be open-minded.
No, I don't want to be. I want to follow the canon.
Yeah, but
that
you want
Adam
truth,
is the
right?
first man. I just want to
want
just
truth?
Go ahead and talk about Adam and Eve. I don't want to talk about anybody else. I want to talk about the human beings being coming from of Adam and Eve. I don't want to discuss other people. Not at this point.
Okay.
You know, I think that we should just continue on the topic that we're talking about.
And we will, Sustelle. I just come on, Sustelle. I want to enjoy every
well,
bit
you know,
of this.
That's, I'm just saying,
you,
that's
you
going into
you're
a whole different.
You're putting up
but
a
I don't
wall
want
against
to,
me.
I don't think, I think we just want to learn about Adam and Eve. I think
I
that
wanna,
if you go off on another topic, it's going to take us away from this story.
No, I don't want to take us away from the story. I just want to say some things.
Well, you can
okay?
say all you want. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. See, that's not so bad.
No, it's not. go ahead. It's just that when we start trying to think and bring in some other type of things, then we're fooling ourselves. When we don't just go along with our canon or from the information research we've done, but I can't see where what you're looking at. I can't see that. I haven't found that yet. But if you're going to give us this information, you got to give us where we can go and find it ourselves. Because that makes
us
wonder.
Gotcha. Because we want the truth, right?
Yeah, that's what
right?
I said. It makes us wonder.
We're,
so if you're going to bring that up.
We're seekers of it. We're
okay,
seekers
I,
of
I'm
truth,
just saying.
And we want the truth. And so
I
got
to tell me how to
break it
research
down.
It myself.
Come on.
I know.
Girl,
just tell me where you're getting it from. I want
all right.
To,
you
I want you to tell me
you're
where you're getting
me
it
off,
from if you're going to bring it up.
Sister
Come on,
Sister Dale, You're cutting me off when I go to talking to Bill.
All right.
Come on now.
Come
on, just be calm.
Just go ahead and say what you're
going to
say.
Okay.
This is fun. I like this. Isn't it great conversations?
Yeah. Just, oh man, my mama. Okay,
Wait, you know.
All right. Okay. What I'm gonna do is just for it won't take long. So still,
okay.
We anxious to get back to the scripture. I just wanna. Because, you know, I've been around these other Hebrew Israelites, and I picked up some things, and I'm, you know, different. It's like denominations. There's different Israelites all out there, you know, different denominations. And I've been hearing talk about these things, you know, who did Cain marry and why did Cain build a city, you know, it's all of that. There's all of that's there. And so, but I want to show you right now, since I brung it up, where it starts at, why people even feel that way. And I believe it's on the day of creation, day 5, I want to say. Let me look for it. Was the fifth day. So that's ending of the fifth day. Hold on one second. Let me start right there. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and morning were the first day. So life is coming to the earth, and life is starting in the water. Right? Fishes, whales, etc. But even in the process, science tell you in evolution that, you know, beings came out of the water onto land, and, you know, you got dinosaurs and whatever science brings, but life originating in the water, okay? Let's see. And on the sixth day, and God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female he created he them. All right? And God pleased them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me. And for every beast upon the earth, and every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All right, so we, you know, that the mankind was made on the sixth day. Now I want to say it's right there that they're saying that not just people was made on the sixth day, but Adam came into the world differently. He came into the
okay. Okay, if you, but I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just listening to you. I'm just, you know, if that's what you say, but I see that he was man and woman was created. He first created Adam, and then he created Eve.
Yeah. Well, man and woman is what it said. It didn't say their names then. Just man and woman. And told them to multiply, right?
Be fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thus, the heavens and earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God entered his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
Okay.
And God, blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Because that in it, he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. All right. And let me jump down a little bit. All right. Okay. Verse 7 of chapter 2, Genesis 2. And the Lord God formed man out of man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in the Eden. And there he put the man. So what day is this one? Is this still, he's going back to the sixth day?
No, I don't think he went back. You mean, I think the wording is. I think he finished everything by the seventh. Now he's going into the names of the man and the woman, man and woman. And now the book, this is what the book is telling us now.
Okay. This is what the book is taking. See, this is what I'm saying. You got different denominations of Israelites, and some take it
understand what you're saying, brother, but I'm not following everybody.
I'm not telling you
saying.
To believe this. I'm not telling
I know,
you to
but
believe
I'm just,
this.
I'm just saying, I believe when it said that he created man on the sixth day, and then it says the seventh day, you know, he made it holy. That means everything was finished. Now the book tells us about the first creatures, the first man, you know, that type thing. So... unless you think that maybe that should have been in another position before he got to day seven. They should have wrote this. You see what I'm saying? Remember, this is scribes. They're the one that's placing these paragraphs in places. So if he said that he was finished by the seventh day, that means on the last day of working, making this creation, he created man and female and all of the fish in the sea and all that type of thing. So that's finished. Now the narration tells us about the man and the woman. And that's basically where I think this starts. And that's
okay.
Plural, two creatures. So you can say them. So I don't know how other people, and I'm sure everybody have their own, and I know that, and I understand that, and all I can tell you, brother, you know, that just because they believe that doesn't mean that it's so.
Vice
so
versa.
I don't even listen to things such as that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
They don't wish to hear
humble.
What you got to say. But I understand that there are people that do that.
We should walk humbly
and
not
stand
out. And because we don't know it all.
Absolutely.
You're cutting me off again.
Don't walk out there on an empty plank blindfolded, you know, with your eyes blind, and you got all of these thoughts and conspiracies and everything, and you're just going to be off course. So you want a path. You got a path to salvation. That's all I'm saying. And hopefully everybody else will come in alignment. I'm sorry. Go ahead and say, and I'm going to mute myself. Because, and I'm going to let you
go ahead and finish
talking about what you want to talk about.
Sister Dale, come on. We can have a conversation without cutting each other off. That's all I'm saying, Dale. But, yeah, it's clearly the Sabbath, and it's talking about, not saying that I'm for this. All I'm saying is that reading comprehension. I am reading and comprehending that, to me, just like you, Sister Thale, this is talking going to go deeper into his creation on the sixth day. However, I respectfully wanted to put out there, as we reading the origins of Adam and Eve and then the Garden of Eden, I want to respect their understanding too as well, because me and Sister Thale, we're everyday people. We say it all the time on the show. We are not the, you know, scholars or anything like that. Okay? So we just going with what we, you know, our understanding is. And but, yeah, we can see that it's going to speak about Adam and Eve on the Shabbat. All right, and we know the significance of the Shabbat, and we see that, a man was formed from the ground, just him at first. And then later, after he named the animals that he seen, out of his rib, then the woman was made. But on the sixth day, we see that a man and woman was made and be fruitful and multiple. So, yeah, I just want to, on the show, just let Sister Thale kind of wrap her mind about what's happening here. We see that they're made just then. There's a possibility, because we don't know it all. Other people on this planet, other than Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve are special, all right? Not saying the others are not. It's just there's something there that may have been overlooked. And Cain and Abel, we're going to get into this story. All right? So buckle up, I guess, everybody, because as you can see with Sister Thale and me just now, that it provokes us into really, you know, it's controversial. All right? It can be controversial. And I don't want no truth to slip by me. I really don't. And so I'm coming in this with an open mind, and I'm trying to pay attention on to detail on everything I'm reading. I'm trying to, at least. All right, Sister Thale, if you're ready, I'm ready to get back into Adam and Eve. This is 56, chapter 56.
Yeah, but I got to say just one thing. Remember how scheming Satan is? All right. Okay. Yeah. If he's going to try to make you believe there was other people before Adam, we need to research that and find out who they are and their names. Because, I mean, if they're going to tell you there's other people, they got to tell you if they were apes. Because that's what the at first they say we developed from apes, and that's
right.
That's what they're
there
saying.
There you go.
So
there you go.
So
there you go down the rabbit hole.
We don't want. That's another theory. That's another theory. That's another theory that has been debunked, proven wrong.
debunked?
Okay. Yeah, it's been debunked.
The caveman?
They're saying that has been debunked.
Oh, I haven't heard that before, sister.
Evolution, brother. I think people need to do their research because they are trying to link man with animal.
Uh-huh.
And you said in our own image. I don't know if Adam and Eve was gorillas. I don't know. Is that
no.
what you're saying, brother, then?
No, if there was other people that was made on the sixth day, they
okay.
could have been
okay,
the gorillas.
Okay, brother, I'm just saying, just be careful because Satan will make you wonder. He will make you wonder, and that's not what the Most High want us. They want us to just listen to.
Study, show ourselves approved.
Yeah, we just got to. And don't be reaching for all kinds of stuff because there's going to be a lot of different stuff out there.
Well, just follow the light. The Most High will send
you
the light.
Yeah, but you just can't be open to everything, brother. You have to stay on path. You can't be subject to everything. And although they may have good points.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Although they may have good points, but that doesn't make it true. He's not going to make it that difficult for us to. He's not going to make it that difficult. It's already difficult enough because we were born into sin. You know, it's difficult enough, but they're making it more complicated.
All right, Sister Dale, it kind of sounds like you got one way that you believe and going outside of your box. It's really
you always say that we have to listen. You know, you said that we need to, our canon. We got to take the word of our canon before we read in all this other stuff, remember?
Right, yes,
so
I do.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm believing that Adam and Eve was the first male, man, and woman created by the Most High. That's all. That's all
okay.
I want to say, brother. So we can go on to, but this is not an argument, but let's not create other issues because we want to grow. And first of all, we want to learn more about Adam and Eve. I do. I mean, you know,
right.
I do. I want to learn about Adam and Eve. I don't want to go and start thinking about nobody else right now because that's a lot more reading I don't have to do.
Yeah, but Sister Dale, you're not alone. You got to share this with me. And I want
I'm sharing it with you right now.
I know. And I want to talk about this all together. Just get to the research. And I also want to, we can.
We can talk about it all at the same time.
If you just be cool, We'll do it.
You need to be cool. Let me tell you something, brother. So, we are on this topic. No, really. We are on the topic of Adam and Eve. We're reading the book
okay.
of Adam and Eve. Let's just stay on point. That's all I'm saying. And let that be another topic we can go into. I would love to do that. But let's just do that another time. That's a whole nother subject.
Yeah. Still. All right. Okay. All right. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get back to this and read. We're on chapter 56.
Thank you.
A chapter of divine comfort. Then came the word of God to Adam and said unto him, O Adam, look at the garden of joy and at this earth of toil. And behold, angels who are in the garden that is full of them, and see thyself alone on this earth with Satan, whom thou didst obey. Okay, let me read that one more time. I read it, but comprehension, I didn't comprehend what was said. Okay, verse 2, I'm going to read it over again. O Adam, look at the garden of joy and at this earth of toil. And behold, angels who are in the garden that is full of them. and see thyself alone on this earth with Satan whom thou didst obey? Okay. All right. So he's saying that Adam is alone on this earth with Satan whom thou didst obey. Okay, got you. All right. Yet if thou hadst submitted and been obedient to me and hadst kept my word, thou wouldst be with my angels in my garden. But when thou didst transgress and hearken to Satan, thou didst become his guest among his angels that are full of wickedness. And thou camest to this earth that brings forth to thee thorns and thistles. O Adam, ask him who deceived thee to give thee the divine nature he promised thee, or to make thee a garden as I had made for thee, or to fill thee with that same bright nature with which I have filled thee. Ask him to make thee a body like the one I have made, or to give thee a day of rest as I gave thee, or to create within thee a reasonable soul as I did create for thee, or to remove thee hence to some other earth than this one which I gave thee. But, O Adam, he will not fulfill even one of the things he told thee. Acknowledge then my favor toward thee and my mercy on thee, my creature, that I have not requited thee for thy transgression against me. But in my pity for thee, I have promised thee that at the end of the great 5 days, and a half, I will come and save thee. Then God said again to Adam and Eve, arise, go down hence, lest the cherub with the sword of fire in his hand destroy you. But Adam's heart was comforted by God's words to him, and he worshipped him. He worshipped before him. And God commanded his angels to escort Adam and Eve to the cave with joy, instead of the fear that had come upon them. Then the angels took up Adam and Eve and brought them down from the mountain by the garden with songs and palms until they brought them to the cave. There the angels began to comfort and to strengthen them, and then departed from them towards heaven to their Creator who had sent them. But after the angels were gone from Adam and Eve, came Satan with shamefacedness and stood at the entrance of the cave in which Adam and Eve. Okay. But after the angels were gone from Adam and Eve, I'm reading 12 again, y'all. Came Satan with shamefacedness and stood at the entrance of the cave in which were Adam and Eve. He then called to Adam and said, O Adam, come, let me speak to thee. Then Adam came out of the cave, thinking he was one of God's angels that was come to give him some good counsel. Okay. All right. We at 57. Therefore did I fall. It's the name of this chapter. But when Adam came out and saw his hideous feature, he was afraid of him and said unto him, Who art thou? Then Satan answered and said unto him, It is I who hid myself within the serpent, who talked to Eve and beguiled her until she hearkened to my command. I am he who sent her through the wiles of my speech to deceive thee, until thou and she ate of the fruit of the tree and ye came away from under the command of God. But when Adam heard these words from him, he said unto him, Canst thou make me a garden as God made for me? Or canst thou clothe me in the same bright nature in which God hath clothed me? Where is the divine nature thou didst promise to give me? Where is that fair speech of thine thou didst hold with us at first, when we were in the garden? Then Satan said unto Adam, Thinkest thou that when I have spoken to one about anything, I shall ever bring it to him or fulfill my word? Not so, for I myself have never seen thought of obtaining what I ask. Therefore did I fall, and did I make you fall by that for which I myself fell, and with you also. Whosoever accepts my counsel falls thereby. Let me read that again.
Yeah.
Then Satan said unto Adam, I'm reading 5 again. Then Satan said unto Adam, Thinkest thou that when I have spoken to one about anything, I shall ever bring it to him or fulfill my word? Not so, for I myself have never even thought of obtaining what I ask. Therefore did I fall, and I did, and I make you fall by that for which I myself fail. And with you also, whosoever accepts my counsel falls thereby. Okay, what is being said, Sister Dale? What is being said right here?
What is being said? Let me just read 5 again, and I'm going to read it because some of the wordings that you had was a little bit different, but just not too much. But let me just read my part. Then Satan said unto Adam, Do you think that when I have promised one something, that I would actually deliver it to him or fulfill my word? Of course not. For myself have never even thought of obtaining what I promised. Therefore, I fell. And I made you fall by that which I myself fell. And with you also, whosoever accepts my counsel falls thereby. So if you follow Satan, you are going to fall. If you listen to Satan, you're going to fall. Because he don't mean you any good. Promise you the world and you get under the world. You get in the earth. You go to hell. That's going to be your world, because whatever you're going to have above the ground, the end result is always going to be underneath in hell. So... Basically, that's what Satan is saying in a nutshell. Okay, brother.
Okay.
He said not to expect nothing from him. He's not going to give you anything. He was falling out of heaven. So he's going to make
right.
You...
All right, verse...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6. We'll finish this chapter off, then take a break. All right. Yeah, verse 6. Therefore did I fall, and I make you fall by that for which I myself fell, and with you also whosoever accepts my counsel falls thereby. 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of thy fall, thou art under my rule, and I am king over thee, because thou hast hearkened to me, and hast transgressed against thy God. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hands until the day promised thee by thy God. Again, he said, insomuch as we do not know the day agreed upon with thee by thy God, nor the hour in which thou shalt be delivered. For that reason will we multiply war and murder upon thee and thy seed after thee. This is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our orders in heaven. Okay? For as to our abode, O Adam, it is in burning fire, and we will not cease our evil doing, no, not one day nor one hour, And I, O Adam, shall sow fire upon thee when thou comest into the cave to dwell there. Okay. Let me go and finish it out. When Adam heard these words, he wept and mourned and said unto Eve, hear what he said, that he will not fulfill aught of what he told thee in the garden. Did he really then become king over us? But we will ask God who created us to deliver us out of his hands. Okay. Now, I want to read 7 again. Okay. But now, Adam, by reason of thy fall, thou art under my rule. Okay. And I am king over thee, because thou hast hearkened to me and hast transgressed against thy God. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hands until the day promised thee by thy God. Again, he said, insomuch as we do not know the day agreed upon with thee by thy God, nor the hour in which thou shalt be delivered. For that reason will we multiply war and murder upon thee and thy seed after thee. Okay. All right. So he's going to fight them until God saves them, basically. This is our will, the fallen angels, right? And our good pleasure. They take pleasure with war and murder and bloodshed, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our orders in heaven. So it's still like mankind. The war is against mankind, right?
Yes.
Okay. For as to our abode, O Adam, well, he's talking about the earth. For as to our abode, O Adam, it is in burning fire, and we will not cease our evil doing not one day, nor one hour. And I, O Adam, shall sow fire upon thee when thou comest into the cave to dwell there. Okay. Far as to our abode, O Adam, it is in burning fire. Okay, what are you talking about, abode? Is he talking about hell?
Yeah. Guess where it all ends? Right down there.
Far as to our
abode.
I'm believing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
far
I'm believing.
Far as to our abode.
That's the end,
Adam,
result.
It is in burning fire. And we will not
forever
cease our evil doing. No, not one day nor one hour. And I, O Adam, shall sow fire upon thee when thou comest into the cave to dwell there. Okay, so he's saying, and their abode is in
hell.
Fire.
And it's going to be burning throughout eternity, yeah. Because he knows he's not coming back to heaven, baby. And he wants Adam and everyone to when they pass on, they're going to go to hell. They're not going to heaven either. So that's what he was saying. And that's the reason why when we say that we were born into sin, the world, according to the Adam and Eve kicked out of the garden, well, that's when they came under sin. And all of their seeds and descendants was all in that. And Satan has never relented. I mean, he's been creating chaos ever since. But he did. He was still creating chaos even when Christ came down. You know.
Right.
I mean, because you see the Maccabeans, they were fighting. They all struggled. They all fought. And Satan was creating havoc throughout the nation. And it's just, over and over and over and over again. It's just the way it was. I don't. But it just lets you know what to look out for and how difficult it was just to be, to follow the Most High. It is a straight and narrow. Mm. So you have to be very, very careful because Satan has lots of tricks. And that's what I was saying. You got to stay focused and don't sway one way or the other way. Stick to whatever it is. If you believe that with all your heart and soul, then your salvation depends on you doing the right thing. Believe you me. But if you think you are and you're going to die for that, so be it. But when Christ returns and you're not there, he's going to tell you that he never knew you. That's basically the way it's going to be. And he's not going to be stuttering either. That's what I'm saying. So you have to be, you have to have that personal relationship. You have to have already been talking to him in his name, praying to him, saluting him, praising him. If you're not doing that, then you don't have that personal relationship. And you need that because to get to the Most High, I believe, and this is strictly me, you have to go through Christ. You must. And if that means that you want to be prepared, if that means that you're going to have oil in your lamp, and the oil is the knowledge and wisdom and the faithfulness, that's your oil, you want to be equipped, then that is what you do. Because when Christ comes and we are waiting for him, he's going to look at your heart. And believe it or not, you can't fool him. You may fool people, but you're not going to fool him. So just that's basically what I wanted to say. So be true to yourselves. Right. Yes.
All right. All right, Sister Bell, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take a little break. Man, we way over our time. we got 25 minutes left in the show.
I'm sorry, brother. I talked too much. But this is really good. I mean, I'm really enjoying this and talking and everything and reading about Adam and Eve. It's just opened up a different view, another way of seeing Adam and Eve. It's just you know, it makes a difference, and it makes you be on guard because Satan is no joke. He is no joke. He
All right.
is real, people.
Gotcha. All right, put you on hold, sister. All right, got you on hold, and here come Glory by Hezekiah.
Punish us when we do evil. Through the hell of tribulation, he won't leave you. Life, wanna thank you for this. You're the creator of every day, your everlasting mercy. Unto you do I sing, your laws and your commandments. I keep them close to me. Whoa, you the one who sent that bread down from heaven. You went to war with many nations, you protect us. You came down as a fire on Mount Sinai, and it's still here to this day. Why should I lie? For a brief moment I abandoned you, but to bring you back with a deep compassion, what I plan to do. You disobeyed, I made you slaves, I was mad at you. Had to send my son to die for y'all, somebody add to glory, glory. My everlasting King, you gave me life, wanna thank you for this. You're the creator of every day, your everlasting mercy. Unto you do I sing, your laws and your commandments. I keep them close to me, whoa.
All right. Oh, I love that song. I love that song. All right, let me open up your line, Sister Till.
All
right. All right, you are live on there.
All right. I really do like it.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so we're not moving all that fast, as I thought we would, Sister Till. I thought we would probably knock this out, this show, but we might not. There's a possibility that we might not.
Well,
okay.
It's okay.
Right on. All right, so here we go. We're going to jump back into it. Before we do, Sistel, say one more time how the significance of reading this book, and we know that we don't know the author of it, but it was passed down and kind of put together for us to read today. And to me, it seems like it's following along with the canon. First, can you hear me pretty good, Sister?
Yes.
Okay, you can hear me pretty good? All right. So it seems to be following along with the canon pretty good. Tell me, in your opinion, you know, what do you get from it? I want to accept it as truth, or when I say truth, I mean it's so closely, it complements the canon. I haven't read anything that just, you know, goes against our canon. Can you give me your opinion on that?
Well, it's just a collection of historical biblical works to be fiction. Because of the stigma, this book was not included in the compilation of the Holy Bible. So this book was written like mouth to mouth. You know, people was telling stories, and they did not have a name, but Egyptians were the original source. So there's the bits and pieces throughout history. And so this gentleman here, he did a project, and it is a collection of books, and this is what he put together. So there's no way to say it's just truth, but it is an alignment with our canon. Okay, there are parts of this comes out of the Jewish Talmud and the Islamic Quran. So these are bits and pieces of historical works.
Right.
That you can say is truth or not.
Okay, and the Talmud and the Quran, they took parts of this and put it in there, right? So this was a writing, a well-known at one point of time, for it to be in the Quran and the Talmud. This had to be, you know, circulated around the people, you know, quite a bit, this story here that we're reading. Okay, gotcha. But you said Egyptians. This was found in Egypt or Ethiopia?
Yeah. No, both. Both places. Now, this is a collection of writings. So he got some from the Egyptians. That was the original story. And then the others. Yeah.
Original. You said the original was in Egypt.
It came out of Egypt, yes. Authors unknown.
The original author came out of Egypt.
It was Egyptian. That's what it says. It was the writings was found there.
Okay. I think I read some about Ethiopia being the origin.
Yes. That's another portion.
Yeah, but you put emphasis on Egypt as the original.
Collection of books and writings. Yes.
Right. So most likely, okay. Because I know Egypt, they believe in other gods, you know. See, that's the reason why that the name Egypt or Egyptian, why that's throwing me off. Because I know they believe in a whole other creation story. Well, very similar to the one in the Bible, and there's a debate in that upon those Egyptian believers type of people there. So, you know, I think it was more of a Semitic person maybe residing in Egypt maybe, or I doubted if it was an Egyptian that did that. You know what I mean?
But you know something, brother? It doesn't matter which nationality you are. I mean, we know that, who was it that was in Egypt? Who was it? Joseph? Tell me, brother.
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, he must have talked to someone, and he might have shared his God, and someone believed him. So you can be in a culture and believe in the truth. So this is saying on this prologue, it says it was unknown Egyptians that written down this information. And so I'm sure they might have received information from Joseph.
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. All right. All righty. We're in chapter 58, Giselle.
Okay.
Chapter 58, and the name of it is About Sunset on the 53rd Day. All right. Then Adam and Eve spread their hands unto God, praying and entreating him to drive Satan away from them, that he do them no violence and do not force them to deny God. Then God sent to them at once his angel who drove away Satan from them. This happened about sunset on the 53rd day after they had come out of the garden. Then Adam and Eve went into the cave and stood up and turned their faces to the earth to pray to God. But ere they prayed, Adam said unto Eve, scriptures say? Does it say ERE on verse 4? But air?
Let me see where we at here.
verse 4. What do verse 4 say?
Oh, I'm sorry. You read it again because I don't know if I'm on the same chapter. Is this XLVI or what?
LVIII.
LVII?
No, just LV.
L, just LV. Well, I had left that and went to find out the other information. So hold on 1 second. I'm going back up. There's a lot of chapters, brother.
Yes, there is.
I'm sorry. Just go ahead and read it over.
Chapter 58. Oh, okay. All right. But air, they prayed at
the topic
about sunset on the 53rd day. About sunset on the 53rd day. All right. Okay. I'm going to just start reading. But ere they prayed, Adam said unto Eve, lo, thou hast sent what temptations have befallen us in this land. Come, let us arise and ask God to forgive us the sins we have committed, and we will not come out until the end of the day, next to the 40th. And if we die herein, he will save us. Then Adam and Eve arose and joined together in entreating God. They abode thus praying in the cave. Neither did they come out of it by day or by night or by day, until their prayers went up out of their mouths like a flame of fire. All right. Okay, this is 59, LIX. Okay, eighth apparition of Satan to Adam and Eve. This is the eighth. All right, are you with me, Sister Dale?
No, I'm still searching. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you a question. What the letters do you see?
I'm looking at LXI.
Okay, LXI is, you need to go back a couple more chapters. All right, the LXI is they begin to follow Satan. Right before that one is the devil appears like an old man, he offers a place of rest. That's LX. All right? The one before LX is LIX or L1X, however you want to see it.
Okay.
All right? You with me now?
Yes.
All right.
Eighth apparition of Satan.
Okay. Let's go back one more chapter before that, and you see LV111.
Yes.
Okay. Can you go to verse 4? Go down to verse 4, and if you could, tell me what word you see there.
Okay. 4. But before they prayed, Adam said.
Okay, stop right there. Oh, so that E-R-E that's in mine, you got before there. But ere they prayed, Adam said unto Eve. How it starts off. But okay, that's but before they prayed, Adam said unto Eve. Okay, gotcha. All right, see that helps. That helps.
Yeah.
Okay, that helps. So the ERE is like before.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I really wanted to know on that one. Okay. All right, moving on to the next chapter.
Okay.
All right. That's L1X. eighth apparition of Satan to Adam and Eve. But Satan, the hater of all good, did not allow them to end their prayers, for he called to his host, and they came, all of them. He then said unto them, since Adam and Eve, whom we beguiled, have agreed together to pray to God tonight and day, and to entreat him to deliver them, and since they will not come out of the cave until the end of the 40th day, and since they will continue their prayers as they have both agreed to do, that he will deliver them out of our hands and restore them to their former state, see what we shall do unto them. And his host said unto him, power is thine, O our Lord, to do what thou listest. Then Satan, great in wickedness, took his host and came into the cave in the 30th night of the 40th days and won. And he smote Adam and Eve until he left them dead. Then came the word of God unto Adam and Eve, who raised them from their suffering. And God said unto Adam, be strong, and be not afraid of him who has just come to thee. But Adam wept and said, where was thou, O my God, that they should smite me with such blows, and that this suffering should come upon us, upon me, and upon Eve, thy handmaid? Then God said unto him, O Adam, see, he is the Lord and master of all thou hast. He who said he will give thee divinity, where is this love for thee? And where is the gift he promised? For once has it pleased him, O Adam, to come to thee, to comfort thee, and to strengthen thee, and to rejoice with thee, and to send his host to guard thee, because thou hast hearkened to him, and hast yielded to his counsel, and hast transgressed my commandment, but hast followed his behest. Then Adam wept before the Lord and said, O Lord, because I transgressed a little, thou hast sorely plagued me in return for it. I ask thee to deliver me out of his hands, or else have pity on me and take my soul out of my body now in this strange land. Then God said unto Adam, if only there had been this sighing and praying before, ere thou didst transgress, then wouldst thou have rest from the trouble in which thou art now. Okay? Okay. But God had patience with Adam and let him and Eve remain in the cave until they had fulfilled the 40 days. But as to Adam and Eve, their strength and flesh withered from fasting and praying, from hunger and thirst, for they had not tasted either food or drink since they left the garden, nor were the functions of their bodies yet settled, and they had no strength left to continue in prayer from hunger until the end of the next day to the 40th. They were fallen down in the cave, yet what speech escaped from their mouths was only in praises. Okay. They're in bad shape.
Yeah.
The devil appears like an old man. He offers a place of rest. Then on the 89th day, Satan came to the cave, clad in a garment of light, and girt about with a bright girdle. In his hands was a staff of light, and he looked most awful, but his face was pleasant, and his speech was sweet. He thus transformed himself in order to deceive Adam and Eve, and to make them come out of the cave before they had fulfilled the 40 days. It says, ere they had fulfilled the 40 days, but now I know that's before. Before they had fulfilled the 40 days. Okay, for he said within himself, now that when they have fulfilled the 40 days, fasting and praying, God would restore them to their former estate. But if he did not do so, he would still be favorable to them. And even if he had not mercy on them, would he yet give them something from the garden to comfort them, as already twice before? Then Satan drew near the cave in this fair appearance and said, O Adam, rise, yea, stand up, thou and Eve, and come along with me to a good land, and fear not, I am flesh and bones like you. And at first I was a creature that God created. And it was so that when he had created me, he placed me in the garden in the north, on the border of the world. And he said to me, abide here. And I abode there according to his word. Neither did I transgress his commandment. Then he made a slumber to come over me, and he brought thee, O Adam, out of my side, but I did not make thee abide by me. But God took thee in his divine hand and placed thee in a garden on the eastward. Then I grieved because of thee, for that while God had taken thee out of my side, he had not let thee abide with me. But God said unto me, grieve not because of Adam, whom I brought out of thy side, nor harm come to him. No harm will come to him. For now I have brought out of his side a helpmeet for him, and I have given him joy by so doing. Then Satan said again, I did not know how it is ye are in this cave, nor anything about this trial that has come upon you, until God said to me, behold, Adam has transgressed, he whom I have taken out of thy side, and Eve also, whom I took out of his side. And I have driven them out of the garden, and I have made them dwell in the land of sorrow and misery, because they transgressed against me, and have hearkened to Satan. And lo, they are in suffering until this day, the 80th day. Then God said unto me, arise, go to them, and make them come to thy place, and suffer not that Satan come near them and afflict them. For they are now in great misery, and lie helpless from hunger. He further said to me, when thou hast taken them to thyself, give them to eat of the fruit of the tree of life, and give them to drink of the water of peace, and clothe them in a garment of light, and restore them to their former state of grace, and leave them not in misery, for they came from thee, but grieve not over them, nor repent of that which has come upon them. But when I heard this, I was sorry, and my heart could not patiently bear it for thy sake, O my child. But, O Adam, when I heard the name of Satan, I was afraid, and I said within myself, I will not come out, lest he ensnare me, as he did my children, Adam and Eve. And I said, O God, when I go to my children, Satan will meet me in the way and war against me, as he did against them. Then God said unto me, fear not, when thou findest him, smite him with the staff that is in thine hand, and be not afraid of him, for thou art of old standing, and he shall not prevail against thee. Then I said, O my Lord, I am old and cannot go. Send thy angels to bring them. But God said unto me, angels verily are not like them, and they will not consent to come with them. But I have chosen thee, because they are thy offspring, and like thee, and will hearken to what thou sayest. God said further to me, if thou hast not strength to walk, I will send a cloud to carry thee, and alight thee at the entrance of their cave. Then the cloud will return and leave thee there. And if they will come with thee, I will send a cloud to carry thee with them. Then he commanded a cloud, and it bare me up and brought me to you, and then went back. And now, O my children, Adam and Eve, look at my hoar heirs, and at my feeble estate, and at my coming from that distant place. Come, come with me to a place of rest. Then he began to weep and to sob before Adam and Eve, and his tears poured upon the earth like water. And when Adam and Eve raised their eyes and saw his beard and heard his sweet talk, their hearts softened towards him, and they hearkened unto him, for they believed he was true. And it seemed to them that they really were his offspring when they saw that his face was like their own, and they trusted him. They began to follow Satan.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right, all right.
Quoting.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to stop it right there, and that is chapter 59. No, that's 61. Yeah, that's 61. Chapter 61.
Okay.
All right, Sister L. Yeah, that's the end of our show.
Brother, what do you think? How many times since we have been reading this book that Adam and Eve died and God raised them back from the dead? About five times?
Something like that, yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. This is fascinating to read.
Yeah, right. They are like babes. They're like babes, man, just like kids,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's how
right.
We follow these ministers that are not meaning anything. They're out for money. And we fall for it.
Yes, we do.
I mean,
yes,
sometimes you have people filling up an arena, and just to come to see one person, human being, yeah, born into sin, and they
right.
Fall like sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but they are just like whatever God said to them, they forget or something.
Yeah,
because God told them it's just you and Satan on this planet, you know,
yeah.
and his
yeah.
host, you know.
He already told
that's
Adam
it.
That, but Adam now believes he was brought, that this is the first man because he's older. And just pulls him again.
Yeah. So what it takes is just a story. You know, just a story and you know, just like that. Just like that. Fool them again. Mm-hmm. Just like that. All right, Sistel. Well, we're wrapping on up and I enjoyed we gotta get it knocked out. We probably do it this Sunday. I'm going to try to at 5 p.m. Central Time. I'm going to try.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I pray for all of our sisters and brothers out there and ask them to find that personal path just for you.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, Sistel. I'm going to put you on hold and play a jam leading us out.
Okay. Shalom.
All right. Shalom, Sister. All right. Got you on hold. And, yeah, it's exciting. I'm hooked, y'all. I'm hooked in reading it, and I'm just overwhelmed by it. Let's see. What kind of song shall I play? I want to. Yeah, you know, they falling for left and right. What kind of song should I play? All right. How about On His Mind? How about On His Mind? Let's play that one. or should I play Matrix? Oh, Sister, I thought I had you on hold. Okay, I still kind of hear something.
Yeah, you did.
Sister, can I can hear you, Sister. Can you still hear me, Sister?
I muted myself.
Okay, that was creepy.
Yeah.
You moved. Yes, but the problem is I.
Yeah, I know, brother, but that's okay. I'll explain it next time.
Okay. What about now? Can you say something now? Sister, can you hear me now? Okay. Well, now she hung up. I had her on mute, y'all. I don't know. I guess it's okay, she hung up. All right. I'm going to play on this mind, leave this out, y'all. That's my mom. I love her. All right. Shalom, shalom. See y'all the next time, y'all. Bye.
Psalms 144, verse 3. Lord, what is man that you should take knowledge of him? You told me to ask for what I want.
That you would take notice of him.
This is what I want right here, more than anything.
On the Most High mind,
where it's flawless.
Where I wanna be.
Father, I wanna be on that peaceful and that joyful
on
side.
On the Most High mind.
Gotta keep blessing the Father. I wanna stay on his mind.
Stay on
all
his
day,
mind.
Every day.
Every day.
People don't know this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
This is how you stay blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Most High mind. It's where I wanna be.
Only the sons of light is gonna get there.
On the Most High mind.
House
where you say there's many mansions, and live with you forever and ever and ever.
To live
on this mind is where I wanna live.
This mind is where I wanna live.
The Most High mind is where I wanna be.
I love you, Father. Bless your holy name. Yeah. Tune into my heart. Tune into my spirit. I pray.
Just wanna